The Case of the Fickle Mermaid, a Brothers Grimm mystery by P.J. Braxton. This book is read by Kate Redding. The ship certainly was impressive. Gretel was aware that docked vessels were apt to appear large, as one was more accustomed to seeing them on a distant horizon. Even allowing for this, however, the four-masted cruise ship that now towered above her was still magnificent. A shiver of excitement rattled up her spine, causing the stays of her corset to creak, as if they were emitting faint, ghostly cries to warn their brethren of the likely fate of whalebone in these parts. In her idle moments, which some might say were many, but which she considered all too scarce, she had often dreamed of taking a cruise. At such times, her beloved tapestry daybed had become a sumptuous cot in a spacious stateroom, lilting gently with the swell of the summer ocean, the sound of lapping waves and crying seabirds, her lullaby, and the smell of expertly prepared seafood, at once both calming and stimulating. She had drifted into most pleasing fantasies of sunsets reflected on the balmy sea, of promenading on deck in her very best gowns, of dining on fine food in the company of an equally fine captain, of evenings of erudite and glamorous entertainment. Which meant that the decision to take on the case at hand had not been a difficult one. When the messenger gull sent by the captain himself had arrived at her home in Gesternstadt with a request for her services as a private detective, she had known at once that she would accept.
"I say, sister mine, these trunks are exceedingly heavy. What on earth have you got in here?"
Alas, Gretel's vision of her elegant and sophisticated cruise had not included the very broad, very Bavarian, and in her opinion very irksome presence of her brother. "Stop whining, Hans. I told you to fetch a porter."
"There are none to be had. All snapped up by the regular cruise-goers who know what they are about."
As if to underline his point, an expensively turned-out couple swooshed by in a cloud of powder and perfume, followed by designer trunks and cases stacked high on trolleys, pushed by panting porters. Gretel sighed. It would have been so much easier, so much cheaper, and so much all-round nicer without Hans to cramp her style. How could she hope to be accepted into the upper circles of high society while accompanied by a brother who practically had "provincial and proud of it" stamped in India ink on his forehead? Each time work required her to travel, Gretel promised herself she would not allow Hans to tag along, and yet each and every time she found herself travelling à deux. Hans always contrived some reason, some mitigating circumstance, some bargaining chip with which to plead his case. On this occasion he had insisted that she could not possibly make the dauntingly long journey from Gesternstadt through the greater part of Germany to the port of Bremerhaven alone. It was too far and too dangerous. Gretel had maintained that his being there would do nothing to make the journey any shorter, and that she had rescued him from danger on many more occasions than he had ever come close to rescuing her.